This is Jamie Spence Freeman here with Jeff Simmons, the CEO of Elanco. Mr. Simmons, how are you today?
I'm great. Just come out of the convention and fired up like I think everybody is at the convention.
Now, Mr. Simmons, I know that you do a lot of volunteer work with agriculture and things like that, but can you just tell me a little bit about yourself and your background in agriculture?
Yeah, you know, I'm a farm boy from upstate New York, grew up on a dairy grape operation, was an FFA in the 85 to 87 era, and went to Cornell school, studied agricultural economics, and actually since then, 25 years, I've been with Elanco in the animal health business.
Now, Elanco, you said animal health, but just explain, if somebody doesn't know what Elanco is, what they do, what their part is in the whole agriculture picture.
Yeah, we're all about optimizing the health of the animal, and that's from all species. So you got to beef and dairy and swine and poultry to fish to even dogs and cats. And the whole idea there is to help with any vaccinations or products that can help animals optimize their health.
Now, today, you spoke to FFA members today. What did you want them to take away from your presentation?
I truly believe, and I know this, that since I was in FFA to today, hunger and food security is 40% better. We're almost there. We got another 40 to 60% left, and I believe this will be the generation that will change it permanently in a positive way. They'll end hunger by 2050. But my message was a lot about, let's get to our own hunger, our hunger inside, that passion, that determination of what am I meant to be? What's my part in the story? And I don't think we just can tell our story. We got to do that better. We talked about that last night. Tell our ag story. But I think we also need to act, innovate, lead, like a lot of these FFA chapters are doing around the country.
Now, so far, being at convention, what has been your favorite part?
There's nothing I believe that is more powerful than a general session. As I shared today, I actually went up, and when I opened up, I started in the seat I sat in Kansas City in 1985. And the mix of the pride of where we're from, the hometowns on the back of our jackets, the pride of the country. I mean, the most amazing opening, and our national anthem was sung. And then you mix it with the bigness of agriculture, the bigness of FFA. You come here, you become one. And the energy in a general session makes you say, it fuels you up to say, let's get back out on the field in agriculture and do something about this.
Now, Elanco does a lot of charitable work, Feed the Nine, I believe. Can you please explain to me what Feed the Nine is? Just give me an overview.
Yeah, it's kind of a hashtag. Everybody has a hashtag. Hashtag Feed the Nine. It's the 9 billion that will be on the face of the earth, the largest population ever. We got to feed it, but this generation has to feed it with less resources because we're using too many resources. So that's where the innovation comes in. We've got to do it with innovative, creative ideas. That's critical. So what we've done is simply said, hey, we're going to get more people engaged. Our goal is by the end of this year, 10,000 people around. We'll get 5,000 to 7,000 FFA members, I hope. We have 10,000 to 20,000 people that are advocates that say we will end hunger by 2050, getting them information and letting them see the faces of hunger up close to really light up their hunger inside. That's how we're going to do this. It's got to get personal. And there's so many FFA chapters now that are interfacing with people that are struggling with food. And that becomes a wrong that we want to make right. And then FFA members go to another level. And if you're a farmer out there listening, watch out. Because I just walked out of probably 7,000, 8,000 kids. They are truly ready to step up and take this thing to the next level in American agriculture.
Now, if people want to find out more about Elanco or how they can help with Feed the Nine or the hunger, where can they go? Where can they get that information?
It's simply this. I say, hey, we've got enough. We've had enough. We've talked enough. Let's go. It's theenoughmovement.com. Join the Enough Movement. We'll get you a T-shirt, and you get some regular information along the way to help you tell your story. So enoughmovement.com is it, and the hashtag is Feed the Nine.
All right. Well, Mr. Simmons, thank you so much for meeting with me today. For FFA Today, this is Jamie Spence Freeman.